child on earth must have our love and dedication to grow up in a caring world community, to come to know the meaning.
All right, there is the title track of the brand new CD, and joining us now, the vocalist and performer, well-known by everybody when you talk about the Beach Boys. I think Mike Love's name in the Beach Boys is pretty much synonymous as well. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey, it is terrific to talk with you, my friend. I feel like I know you, just haven't listened to the music for basically my whole entire life. I said just before you called, Mike, one of the things that always intrigues me about artists that stay in the business for the entirety of their lives, when you're on stage singing the classic Beach Boys songs, we saw you here in our area, I think it was about 10 years ago, we have a music festival down in the Beloit area, I said it looked like you could have just been playing that song for the first time. You guys look like you're having so much fun. How do you get past the idea that those songs have to be really old to you? I mean, you've sung them 100,000 times, arguably. How do you still get on there with that same sort of energy?
It's only about 6,000 times.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've been doing, our Surf and Safari was a big hit. Surf and USA was a bigger hit. Then we had I Get Around, Fun, 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 Help Me Run, The Good Vibrations. Later on, we did, in 1968, we did Do It Again, which we redid on the new album, Unleash the Love, with John Stamos and Mark McGrath. So that was a lot of fun. We did that on PBS Capitol 4th, this July 4th. That was so much fun. And what it is, these songs create so much happiness. And everybody on that stage that's a performer and a singer is there because they love making music. And so those harmonies together is the essential ingredient of the Beach Boys song. And before we ever got famous or ever made any money out of things, like touring or recording, it was all about a family hobby of making music together, creating those harmonies together, singing together. I grew up in a home with a grand piano, an organ, and a harp. And my mom was crazy for music. She loved it so much. And that was the atmosphere of the family. So it was taking a family hobby or tradition and morphed into a profession, because my cousin Brian and I got together and created some really great songs together.
Well, and the rest, as they say, is history, but legendary history nonetheless. So is this new album, Mike, your first time striking out in a solo effort?
I did one maybe more than 30 years ago, around 30 years ago, maybe, called Looking Back with Love. But, the person who signed us to the label passed away just a few months after it was signed. So it really never got much play. And I've been concentrating mainly, honestly, on the Beach Boys, and in particularly the touring part of it. I've always liked the live part of it, because you see the multiple generations enjoying the music. You get so much happiness, so much joy out of it. And of course, we as entertainers, we love the fact that people are appreciating our music so much. So I never think in terms of retiring. I only think in terms of what can we do now to make our concert better.
So will some of the original pieces you have here on Unleash the Love show up on some of the tour dates now?
They already are.
They already are.
Pisces Brothers, Unleash the Love, All the Love in Paris, The Cool Head and Warm Heart. We're playing them all in our concerts, and we're adding more as we go. We're rehearsing them because they do have a lot of complex harmonies and different aspects of the song that we have to incorporate. But technology has helped us, because we have the Waters family on Unleash the Love, and we play to a track with them joining us. It's very gospel. Unleash the Love is like a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an influence of, we're taking it to church, just about. So, which is wonderful. All different kinds of music are on this album, and we just love performing it.
Well, it's some good stuff. They were kind enough to send me a link to listen to, and I had a chance to listen through a couple of the tracks here before the chat with you this morning, Mike. What's your favorite of the new tracks?
Well, All the Love in Paris is beautiful, and it's very romantic. A friend of mine and I wrote it together. His name is Paul Farzo. He actually produced some of the recordings originally, and then we were redone by Michael Lloyd, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer. He did the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, which is huge. And I'd say All the Love in Paris is beautiful. We love doing it, and the audience loves it. Unleash the Love, we've been doing that. It's fantastic. Pisces Brothers is a tribute to George Harrison. It's very sentimental, and people seem to really enjoy that sentiment. And we have some video from India back in the day, back in 68. So it's really a comprehensive album, considering the different moods and feelings and subject matters that we're dealing with. So, we have fun, and I Get Around, and California Girls, and Help Me, Rhonda, but we also have, the newer stuff, Unleash the Love, et cetera. And so it's quite the listening experience.
Well, it sounds like a great album. Sounds like a great Christmas gift. It was released late last week, so it's on the shelves both virtually and literally, I'm assuming.
That's right. Exactly. You can Spotify it or whatever you have to
All
do.
All right.
But they're going to be hard, actually CDs that you can order and LPs as well. So it's a real record release, and we're thrilled.
Awesome. I might have to go for the LP. Hey, Mike, I know I got to turn you loose, but it's been so great to talk with you. Thanks so much for visiting with us this morning. Happy holidays to you and everybody.
You too, Tim. Thank you so much for having me on
WCLO.